those who came in a little later and missed introductions.
I think I'm. We'll get this one.
Sorry, it's a small room here.
Yeah, I gotta get through my stuff here.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll start over. My name is Carol Jenkins. I'm the Deputy Director of Services for the Commission. And for those of you who missed the introductions. And one of the programs and services that I oversee is the transition services that our agency provides. And historically, our agency has been really, really good at providing transition services to kids and youth prior to the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act that was passed in 2014, implemented in 2016, before that was actually a requirement of the federal law. And so one of the programs that we offer for transition age youth is our WAGES program. It stands for Work and Gain Experience in the Summer. And it's typically for high school juniors and seniors. And as Mark, you had asked a little bit ago, you asked about, you know, how the relationships are with contracting. And so this year for WAGES, because we're short-staffed, we no longer have a transition coordinator. We contracted with JB&K Services to plan, coordinate, put on the whole program and stuff. And so I'm gonna let, this is kind of a surprise, Jess, let Jess talk about what that relationship has been like, as well as we have some WAGES students here to talk to you about their experience in the WAGES program.
Excellent, thank you so much. Well, from my perspective, this has been a tremendous opportunity. I believe that WAGES is the best work experience program in the country, and it was an honor for my company, JB&K Services, to have the opportunity to work with the Nebraska Commission. You all are forward-thinking, innovative, and you are yes people, and that makes finding these opportunities for students and helping to facilitate challenge recreation and helping to facilitate blindness philosophy and all of that kind of stuff so wonderful. So I don't know if you all have questions for me about how it has worked as contractors, but from my perspective, it's been a beautiful relationship. The staff at NCBVI are always there to help and support, and we hope we've done what you all would like from us.
Well, I guess I'll start then. Compared to when you said about doing that this year, did you have like some examples of how we've done it in the past? How did you just take over the duties from our in-house?
Absolutely. So we worked hand in hand with Aaron Bradyberry.
Okay.
And with Shane Burrish behind the scenes, a little bit less hand in hand with Shane because he's in a new position now.
Sure.
But and of course Carol. But you know, we try very hard to not overwhelm the commission with questions. But we came in, we got a briefing as to what had been done in the past. We got all of the information from prior years, like what applications had been used, what kind of marketing materials had been used, that kind of thing. So we kind of started out pretty early on, and we asked a lot of questions. And when things weren't available that we thought might be useful, we created those things, and now they will belong to the commission to use in the future. And so we hope that we have been a value add. We hope that we maybe have had some time to put some work in that maybe people might not have had time for in the past, and that we've been able to create some deliverables that will be useful from here on out.
Well, one of the unique things about bringing outside help in is sometimes you get a different perspective. Can you think of any like examples of maybe a different perspective or a different approach that we were able to introduce that maybe we haven't done in the past, and how that's going to help our transition programs in the future?
So I would say just a couple things about that. One of the things I would say is I think sometimes when you're working with employers, you sort of get used to some of the opportunities that they might have offered in the past. And so an example of this is Nebraska History used to always have folks come in and clean books. Well, I looked at that and I was like, who wants to go clean books for the summer? That doesn't sound like a very fun job. And so we met with Nebraska History and we said, you know, we may have a student who's appropriate for cleaning books, but what if we had students who were appropriate to help you conduct research and to do other jobs that you might have available at your facility? So this year we had Camille O'Neill, and she had the opportunity to research blind people and the medical history of Nebraska, and that's going to help History Nebraska create these displays that they place all over town, and it's going to help them create more diversity in the displays that they have because of Camille's research. And I would say another example is, I know historically it's been difficult to find job coaches, so we sort of expanded the way that we looked for people. We were able to utilize some of the job boards like Indeed and Monster and things like that. And then we also asked permission this year to be able to recruit some folks maybe from not in Nebraska if we couldn't find folks in Nebraska to fill positions. And so I think that helped us to have plenty of staff to make sure the students were supported, which in turn created really positive work outcomes for everyone.
Good. And then, did you have any relationships with the participants? I know one of the advantages of doing it in-house is you kind of know the people and you know their personalities and you know that stuff. Did we have any of that, or was it like a fresh start with the relationships?
It was a mixed bag. Our team came in last year and did the robotics program. We didn't do the robotics program. JJ might have been able to do that, but I'm not a robotics person, so I did not do that. But we provided evening staffing and evening activities for robotics. And so I knew some of the prior wages participants. I knew Camille, Maya, Kate, Heba, who are our repeat students. I did not know our newer folks, but what we did try to do was really take a lot of time to talk with the parents prior, to talk with the counselors prior to placement, so that we could try to gain a really strong understanding of the students, their strengths, their opportunities for growth, and where they might benefit most from job placement in the summer.
At some point, I'd like to hear from the participants.
Absolutely. So I'm going to turn this over to JJ, and he's going to kick this off.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. It's been definitely an honor and a privilege to be a part of this program this summer, and I agree with Jess. It is one of the best, if not the best, in the country. So one of the things we've really always tried to do is build relationships with employers. We have a lot of great longtime employers like the Nebraska State Capitol who have come back year after year and worked with us. This year, one of the new employers that we found was IHOP in Lincoln. So we have two of our students with us that were working at IHOP, and I'm gonna hand it over to Zayden and Isaiah and have them tell you a little bit about their experience.
So whoever wants to go first?
I'll go.
Here. Zayden?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Zayden Hack, and this is my friend Isaiah. We started working at IHOP because Hy-Vee was not able to take us because we were not old enough. When we got to IHOP, we were met with a great community, and it was immediately, they helped us out with everything. They taught us how to, you know, fold menus, roll silverware, all sorts of stuff. And we also learned how to, you know, navigate the bus system through Lincoln on the way there. And yeah, I'll turn it over to Isaiah.
Very good.
Hey, I'm Isaiah Freeman. Like what he said. we have the same idea. I learned a lot about the city bus, which I didn't know about. We did a lot of mostly cleaning in the high up, which is pretty fun. I like cleaning off tables. Mm-hmm. You know, learning how to fold the menus and silverwares, and yeah.
My question to both you guys, had you had prior work experience where you were paid to work?
So I worked at a restaurant last summer, the one in my hometown, and but it was not as formal, and they did not, they were not very good at teaching people. This this IHOP was very great about actually helping us do what we needed to do in a timely manner, and yeah. That's...
What about you, Isaiah?
I never had a work experience, but last year I made a mowing business. So this is my first year, and I actually loved it.
So when you guys go back home, are you going to find some jobs during the school year?
I probably won't have time for...
Okay.
For
yeah, same.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
All right. But you know now you can find jobs. You can be gainfully employed and contribute to a company's success. That's great.
And I think part of the program, too, is learning about what you may not want to do as a career.
Yeah.
So I asked Zayden, would you want to do this professionally? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, well, that's why you work really hard and you get a great education so that you can do other things when you are a grown-up. So next we have Addison, who worked at K9 Design. Addison, tell us a little bit about your job.
So K9 Design was a pretty cool place with animals, so I got to navigate the place, canine design, so I got to do vacuuming, mopping, clean kennels, and clean tables, and see other animals.
And Addison, I think I saw a picture of you giving a dog a bath by yourself. How was that?
It was good.
Awesome. And so Addison was one of our participants who was able to work with a job coach. She worked with McKenna, and this job was, I would say, double good for Addison because she got to practice some of those daily living skills that are really important for her outside of the workplace while she was at work. So it was a really win-win job placement. And K9 Design loved Addison, and they love McKenna, who is a... also a DBR client who was able to work for our program as a job coach. So that was also a win-win situation. And so if you guys have any questions for Addison.
You worked, how many hours did you work a day?
8 hours until 3:15.
Okay. Well, tell me about the rest of your experience. You know, you worked, what did you gain outside of just the direct work experience? I know they keep you pretty busy, don't they?
Yes.
So tell them what your favorite challenge
was. What's memorable? Yeah.
My favorite challenge rec was the challenge course.
Oh, wow.
What did you like doing there?
I like zip lining and swing on a giant swing.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you like being around other individuals that are visually impaired?
Yes.
Have you had much exposure to people like that in the past?
Yes.
You have? Okay, good.
Yes.
And you've kind of probably learned it that with some training and opportunity, you can do a lot of different things, can't you?
Yes.
All right, very good.
And so we did a variety of challenge rec activities this year. We did axe throwing, goat yoga.
Oh.
We did the Big Ape course at Mahoney State Park. They did orienteering with Microsoft Soundscape program. So we did biathlon shooting using that technology, as well as created a scavenger hunt downtown. So they were able to use those wayfinding techniques in order to complete that scavenger hunt. This year, some of the students took advantage of the policy that 4 students at a time are allowed to explore independently. And so we had students that were walking to Starbucks together, and we had students who were taking the bus to IHOP, where Zayden and Isaiah work, for Saturday breakfast. And so it was a really great community experience. They got to explore the dorms and learn about living on a college campus, as well as learn their Lincoln community.
How was traveling for you, riding the bus? What did you think of traveling around Lincoln?
It was interesting.
Was it a little challenging, or was it pretty easy?
A little challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it get easier as you did more?
Yes.
Did you ever think you could do that on your own before?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. You gotta go into it with a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
So are you able to do this again next year?
Yes.
Are you gonna do it?
Yes.
What would you say to someone that's visually impaired, that's your age, that for whatever reason didn't participate in wages? What would you say to convince them to do this?
I would say, I don't know.
Any of you guys have it?
Yeah, how about
I would tell them that this is a whole lot of fun, and you learn while you're doing it. You learn while you're having fun here. That's what I would say and try and convince somebody to come here.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's going to help you in the future?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So it will prepare you for the future, definitely. I feel like yes, this would definitely.
Did you have any reservations before you decided to do this?
I did not. I did not know what to expect here. I was completely clueless. So, it was great.
One of the things you can give back is you know, when you meet visually impaired peers, you know, talk to them, because a lot of times attitude is everything. And if you have an attitude that you can do something, you just need to take that step forward and do it. And I encourage you to spread the good news. And because, you know, when you get a job, that helps everybody. And it just shows employers that blind people can work. And so that's your assignment, guys. Give back by encouraging other people to take that step of and just go out there and do it. And so that's all I have to say. All right, we're very good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
So Mark, you talked about having an outside perspective, and I'll be honest, axe throwing wouldn't have been on like my general
rifle shooting also.
Right, yeah. I mean, granted, I would love to participate, but you know, sometimes we get our mindset and we do the same activities, you know, over and over. And so it was really, really refreshing to see the wide range of activities that this wages program got to participate in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a couple
yoga
mats I could donate. What is
goat yoga? Is yoga with goats. You do yoga and, you know, on your yoga mat, whatever, and goats are around. And, yeah. So I've never actually participated. They walk around, they walk by you, eat grass by your head or whatever, and yeah, it's apparently very soothing and refreshing and stuff. So
that's neat that you're trying different things.
Yes. All right, in the essence of time, Mark, if it's okay.
Yes.
Carlos, you had mentioned some of the programs for transition kids that we do already, so I'm not going to repeat PI or any of the robotics stuff, but I would like to start with some data, and I'm going to try to hold a microphone and use my phone at the same time here. So in general, for transition age youth, we serve 214 students who range in the age from 14 to age 24. In the past year. Seven of those youth attended the Nebraska Center for the Blind, which is awesome, a higher number than we have historically had with youth attending our training center. And so one of the things our agency has been really trying to focus on is promoting more work opportunities at a younger age, hence those pre-employment transition services that WIOA mandates us to provide. And so that age for the pre-ETS services is ages 14 to 21. It's a little different than youth. And we served 146 students in that age range. And so of those students, we served four potentially eligible cases for students as well. We also serve 66 youth who had supported employment identified on their individualized plan for employment. And so with the work experiences for the youth, we had 11 wages students. We then had 12 students in their home communities do work-based learning experiences. For whatever reason, didn't want to attend wages, already had a job or an idea in their own community they wanted to try. And then for those youth who have supported employment identified on their IPE, those students had 7 work experiences in this past year. And then we also had 3 students who actually obtained permanent employment. And because of that permanent employment from those youth work experiences, have since closed their cases successfully with our agency. So as a part of that, we're always trying to do outreach. And as Carlos mentioned, we had 2 TBIs this year who worked our Project Independence program, which is ending today. We also work with TBIs and continue our partnership with NCECBBI, which is the Nebraska Center for Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired. It's a mouthful. And we helped with their Sizzling Summer Camp this year. Our staff really enjoyed getting to do that. And we also have agency staff who go and provide some group instruction to students at NCECBBI. We also have staff that do presentations to a variety of schools, so elementary, middle, high school, post-secondary. In particular, UNL's TBI program, Teachers with Visually Impaired program. And we also this year, for the first time, we did a cane walk. Some of the staff, myself, Jessica Bartenbach, Nicole Gothier, Shane Burrish, and Jeff Altman, helped the UNL students who are getting their orientation and mobility certification. We did some cane travel with them this week. And so that was a lot of fun. That was a first for us. We also have staff that sit on a variety of committees, councils, boards for transition and special education. Two of the bigger ones are the Transition Advisory Council and the Nebraska Special Education, Nebraska Department of Special Education Council. I hope I got that right, Carlos. One program that we offer every year that hasn't been mentioned yet is Winterfest, and I'll real quick mark because it was really neat. This spring's Winterfest had a STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics focus, and we contracted with Dr. Hobie Wedler to come in. He's a blind scientist. He came in and did all sorts of science experiments with the kids and did some fun art and science experiments together. So for the art portion of that, they took paint and added different mediums to the paint and made art out of it. So they got to see how the mediums and the compounds interacted with the paint, whether it was water, oil, whatever they added, how they interacted, and it was really cool. But the highlight of Winterfest was the liquid nitrogen. And so the students enjoyed being able to freeze things instantaneously. Sure. And they also made ice cream out of liquid nitrogen, so that was a win-win for them there. Our next Winterfest will be this fall. And then, as well, next year, we're hoping to bring robotics back. So hopefully, you know, our staffing situation will be a little better. But if not, my experience working with contractors like Dr. Hobie Wedler and JB&K Services has been really good. They have really good philosophies about blindness and high expectations. So I personally don't think that the quality of the programs that our students and youth are participating in, I don't think that has diminished in the least. So we are very careful and particular about, you know, who we bring in and what our expectations are. So that's just real quick in general. So do you have any questions for me?
Well, one of the things that I don't know if it was Carlos that said that, that, you know, if we're not careful, we're gonna wear out our staff. So it is important, like you said, I think Tommy and Nancy are, they've, you know, it is a lot of work to do this. So, you know, we do need to take care of our staff, and I think, you know, when appropriate, I think it's good that we do look at outside contractors, and probably you're going to have to develop some of those resources, you know, and that not only will help you guys, but it'll probably help some other states and things too. So that's kind of what I believe NCDBI has done. I think that we've been a leader of transition services for years and years, and I think the rest of states are catching up to us. And statistics will show you that when those transition people get good work experiences, they're going to be much, much more likely to find and keep jobs. And that's a lifelong, you know, benefit. So we have a unique opportunity when they're young to make the best of their experiences. And so, you know, congratulations. And I'm thinking, you know, Carlos, you know, we need to find more money for transition. I'm all for it. So
thank you.
Let's throw some money, not throw it, but invest wherever we can and show the results. And people like success stories. So I see some great success stories. So, anybody, commissioners, any other comments?
Yeah, I just want to say, transition and in particular wages has always had a kind of a special place in my heart. I did wages as a kid. I worked wages several times as a counselor, and so it's kind of always one thing I'm concerned about, because you know, it's something that helped me out so much and given me the opportunity to help other kids so much. And so naturally, you know, when we're trying something new here with outsourcing, so to speak, naturally I was concerned. From what I'm hearing, I think it was definitely a good move. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You know, sometimes you gotta find new ways. Well, my experience with outsourcing, sometimes, you know, you can expect more because it's a short period of time. You know, they're gonna wanna do a good job, so you hire them back next year.
Yeah.
So I think you can have some good outcomes and then not burn out your staff either.
I just want to make a comment too, Mark. Brent was lucky enough to be able to do wages and stuff when he was a young person. There were no programs like that when I was a young person growing up. And I look back and I think, wow, I wish there sure would have been that kind of stuff when I was growing up. So I think these types of programs are really great. I think they're great for young people because they have so many benefits, you know, working, socializing, learning skills, getting out there in the world and doing your thing, and I think it's great. I think it's a great program.
Would you mention that during the lunch, Cheryl?
Say what?
Mention that during the lunch.
Okay.
I can if you'd like.
Yeah. Many of the students sometimes take it for granted that they don't realize what all the blind people went through. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Just chop them. Well, very good, yeah. Anything else before we move on, Carol, or is that pretty much the summation?
My full report will be in the minutes.
Okay, yeah, very good. Well, thank you, and another productive wages under the books. All right, closing the books here pretty soon, so very good. Next on the agenda is break, and I guess we're a little bit behind on schedule, so we're going to take a break from 10:57 to 11:10. And so we'll start back at 11:10, okay?
All right.
Okay.